We all recorded.
Yay! Yay!
All right, everybody, welcome back. So, well, last time, having arrived in Hokkaido and returned in the God-Touched Owl, you all are currently in the middle of a 7-day celebration in your honor. We've had a day of song, or we had an announcement and parade. We had a day of song in which Inari got to judge a song contest. Day of magic where Tony got to show off his characterhood. Day of individual melee that Taiko was able to defeat Toshiro. We had a 24-hours artificer competition last session where Shims went toe-to-toe with 5 other artificers and was able to tie for first place with an orc named Dinch. The orc named Dinch having made it a ring that turns you into water and allows you to move around as water, and with Shims having created a parable. automatons representing the emperor and the archmage Secuntis, Galcian Boros, and ending in an impressive fireworks display. Shims also got to meet the queen. We got a chance to get to know her and ask a bit more about Shims' reasoning for her boon. Shims also found out that Layla has already left Mashan and has sent the Imperial Diviners after her to find her and track her down.
Chase down this person who's running away from their past.
It's not creepy because you want to give her a house and money.
Yeah.
All right. So, Shims and Dinch, the orc artificer, made friends, and you all were able to get some rest before the main event, the Grand Melee. So, having all had a chance to individually shine, you now have a chance to shine as a group. You put out a call for some friends to come by, and sure enough, the Weary Wanderers and Kestron and Nikesh will showed up. We discover that the Weary Wanderers really is just big sibling energy in the group.
No, little sibling energy.
Little sibling energy.
I mean, little. Yeah, because it's your younger, right? Yeah. Your younger brother. I feel like Evelyn, I would consider her my younger, but she might also consider me.
I was going to say, I feel like...
But she's dating a younger sibling, so I think it counts.
Yeah.
Yes, much to Inari's horror, Ben and Evelyn are,
that's right,
are in a relationship.
Knocking boots.
But in addition to Kestron and the Kestrels, who are also very happy to see you, a variety of adventuring groups from across Hokkaido showed up, including the Noble Wanderers, a group you had met before on the road, featuring Bok the Monk, Shale the Halfling Wizard, Kelvin the Tabaxi Fighter, and Broken the Goblin Rogue. And then some adventuring parties you'd never heard of before, including the Heartbreak Heroes, the Gemstone Sisters, the Motley Few, and the ever-present, ever-thought Bod Squad, a group of adventurers who wear very ineffectual armor and somehow get away with it. So, you all were given the rules for this particular engagement. A giant arena has been constructed, each of which features 4 different elemental-themed zones. You all were allowed to bring in 2 potions apiece. No prior buffs would be allowed. No scrolls, no bag of holdings. And it's basically, as adventuring groups get defeated, more and more of the zones open up to each other. So, you all drew to find out who your opponents would be, and you ended up against the Heartbreak Heroes. And it was a heartbreak, but not for you guys, for them, as you all came into the arena fight not fucking around and using some extraordinary tactics, managed to defeat the Heartbreak Heroes before the Heartbreak Heroes could even get a single attack off on you guys. The fighting has been a little more evenly matched in the other arenas. You all saw giant arena effects that deal massive amounts of damage,
yeah,
and which are drawn randomly out of this bag. I took out the ones that were pulled back last time.
Statistics.
That's my stats brain. I can't turn it off.
And so, with Tony having Vortex Warp, the final combatant, into a pool of acid, killing him immediately.
That was awfully great.
You all, Kimiko announced that the Heartbreak Heroes have been eliminated.
Yeah.
And as the other teams fight, you all wait to see which wall comes down. And so, it could be that you would be going against, in the Fire Arena, the Bod Squad and Kestron and the Kestrels, or in the Water Arena, you could be going against the Noble Wanderers and the Gemstone Sisters. You look from both sides, and the water wall comes down.
There it is.
Yes.
Oh, she needs to get the camera.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, my notes are annoying. Oh, I'm going to do this.
So.
I was hoping we were going up against these guys while we're still fresh.
And as that happens, the water from this river pours into the arena and mixes and floods with the acid.
So is it all acid now?
It is both acid and cold.
Is that the whole river or just that side of it?
This whole thing now is both acid and cold.
So it all... Okay. I don't know. I need to ask again.
Okay, so we
even
really
if we're all the way up here, that's still acid and cold.
This is acid and cold all the way, baby.
Okay. I think you may have had a marble fall on the ground whenever you're down there.
Yeah, of course, once again, the black one.
No, was it? It was, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, here.
Is this, like, what about the terrain?
Oh, and yes, the thank you, teacher. The ground flash freezes. Making all of this difficult terrain.
Interesting.
And additionally, you should know that the arena effects will happen if I draw either earth or water going forward.
So it's half chance of our
boy
getting
it's right over there next to your other foot.
Oh, yes, yes. So.
Does my having claws help me at all? It's like having like ice picks. Naturally.
Oh, like you can kind of grip
natural ice picks
onto the ice.
You do walk around barefoot.
Cramps.
That is.
Or what are they called? The
crampons.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the spikes you put on your boots when there's an ice storm and you don't want to break your wrist.
I was searching for Tabaxi in D&D Beyond. I searched for Tony, and no results came up.
What do you mean I'm not known?
All right.
It's okay if not. I was just curious.
All out.
Oh, thank you.
Interesting. Okay.
Well played.
Right back at you. You could have been like, nope. Good try, Jarrett.
All right, so the wall goes down. The Noble Wanderers and the Gemstone Sisters, kind of mid blow, look over to see a very fresh, virtually unscathed group coming at them. And I'm gonna need whoever has the highest initiative to roll initiative. Because we're gonna do a new initiative rolls.
I'm only plus one. Tony's right. No, his dex sucks. Plus four? Damn.
My initiative is minus one.
I have a plus two.
Okay. Who is not, right?
For sure.
Four.
Four. Sure.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
15 total.
Not the best, not the worst.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how you consider 15 like middling.
Everybody got 15.
No, that's
seriously
hilarious.
Is this a reroll?
That's a reroll.
That's weird.
That's
wild. It's wild. They both rolled the same number again.
19?
I'm rolling two dice.
That's so funny.
Both these, it's going to be... God, how do I decide this? I'm going to have them roll off.
Roll off.
Okay. So the noble wanderers are number one. They will go first. Then I'm just gonna have this random title, and the you guys will go last. I'm sorry. The noble wanderers go first.
With a 19, we go last.
They got both had 23.
Fuck
off! Holy shit!
That's cool.
That's crazy.
How dare you roll high?
Yeah. Well, hopefully. Knowing my luck, that'll be it, so.
Oh, yeah, true.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
So, we'll start with the Noble Wanderers, who I will remind you are the yellow dice. And just, once again, a reminder, the D12, in this case, they're both monks.
Uh-huh.
The D8, in this case, that is the...
Clerics.
The wizard and, or not the clerics, the,
Paladin?
Oh. Yeah, D8 is cleric, druid, paladin.
Yes.
D6 is bard, ranger, rogue.
Yeah.
And D4 is sorcerer, warlock, wizard.
Right.
This was too confusing not to have written down in bright coloring last time.
Yeah.
A very, very, very kind of you to put a very special, very obvious target on these clothy's backs for me.
You're very welcome. So, we'll start with the Noble Wanderers.
I'm going for first. That little triangle right the fuck in front of me.
Shale, who you recall is the, happily wizard, the wanderer, looks over, the wall goes down, they see you standing right there. And they go,
sup?
And they say, oh, time to pull this ripcord. And they just say a profane word.
Oh.
And both Shims and Taika are stunned.
No.
They just used power word stun. And as an enchanter, they...
There's no save.
Have something against stun?
Yes, you guys are actually... Stun is not as bad as it could be.
Yeah.
And then she's going to go... 8 feet back that way.
We can't move. That's part of it, right?
Correct. Okay. You guys basically, I believe, get like one action. And no reactions. Seeing the opportunity open up... Back is going to pull off and go your way and do a flurry of blows.
Yeah, monkey.
Does a 17 hit you?
No, because my AC is 18 right now.
Okay, so only two hits.
Okay.
You're already stunned, so no need for... stunning strikes at this moment.
Oops, I didn't use it.
Okay, it's fine. Okay, so that would be 18 points of damage, so it's halved to 9 for you.
Okay.
That's total.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wait, you have advantage on all those rolls.
Yeah. I meant to ask and then.
So first, we'll do the two misses first. Those will both hit, and then neither of those are natural. So 20 half to 10 total.
Okay.
As he just pops over and pop pop pop. Okay, that was. Back. That was Shale. That's going to put up the rogue. It's going to pop over here. Sneak attack you.
Oh, boy. We need to get this stun off my ass, guys.
Natural 20.
Silvery marks, please.
What's the range on that?
60 feet.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
You are within range.
Yep.
All right, so I will...
Oh, thank you!
I felt bad for not using it.
No. Still a hit, but not
a
critical.
Yeah, that nat 20, that's the one you want to save that
especially
for.
Especially on a rogue.
Yeah, nat 20, what? I mean, this guy's... What's,
sneak attack.
What's a level 15 fucking sneak attack?
8d6.
So that'd be 16d6?
Plus the d6 for the dagger.
Is he doing 8d6?
You can count. You can see if you can count the die as I rolled it behind my screen.
Jingle, jingle, jingle. Count those dice, Ronnie.
Watch coming my way. I did not bring a healing potion because of my own hubris.
I mean, the invulnerability is basically a much better.
I know, that's kind of what I was thinking. You've
saved so much damage.
Yeah, like invulnerable makes up for what you can't heal.
Yeah.
Okay.
32 have a 16.
Wow, only 16? Wow, that could have been.
But we'll see what happens.
Wow, that's
yeah,
not
yeah.
Also, I think that Dispel Magic might take care of the power word stun on the both of us.
Before I get too far ahead of my thought process,
you will get on your in your turn con saves for that.
Yeah, but if he goes first and he can clear it from us,
yeah,
then
you don't get to clear it from you.
Right. Yeah.
Can I use control water to control the acid water?
Yeah, assume so.
Yeah,
it's water. Yeah.
Okay.
And then. Kelvin.
Why am I so nervous?
Huh? Why am I so nervous?
Because we're not going first this time. And I'm getting beat the fuck up!
Shims.
Uh-oh, not me.
Oh god, I didn't do anything.
You are just 5 feet up in the air, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to avoid the terrain.
Cool. Alright, so he's making...
No, I'm 20 feet up in the air.
Three attacks on you with his axe.
Can I ask nicely that he not do that?
please don't.
Your AC is 16, right?
I don't like when you touch my body 15? Like that.
Okay.
You can make it 16 if you want.
So that has three hits. You got a 15, a 16, and a 23.
I just got in here.
So. Alright, so the first hit is 13 points. The second hit is 9 points, and the third hit is 15 points.
Damn.
And I'm going to need 3 constitution saving throws from you.
Fuck.
We can't take reactions, can we?
Oh, right, for the haste. So wait, hold on. It was 13, 9, did that work? I think
and 15.
It's 9, and 15.
Do you have any of the stuff that halves anything? Did you bring the invulnerability?
I believe
I did bring the invulnerability.
Y'all both need to get those in you as soon as possible. Did you bring invulnerability?
Yeah.
I have to look. I think so.
Yeah. You guys need to get those grabbed as soon as possible.
Okay, so con saves. So I basically just need like 4 or above on each of the die.
Nice.
Right? Yeah.
Ass! Wait, hold on. Okay, I rolled a nat 20 on 1.
Nice.
An 8 and a 2. Can I flash of genius myself for the 2? No, that's a reaction.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can't take any reactions. So what's your constitution say? Total.
Plus 6.
So
eight.
Yeah.
Is this worth using
you,
a coin on?
Because
this is how you have haste.
Do you have the bless?
Taika.
Bless?
Right,
oh, you have bless.
I do have bless.
Yes.
How the hell did I forget that?
So you need a 2 or
okay.
1.
Okay.
Yeah, just roll for the 1 failure.
There's
okay,
like 1 failure? I have a 50-50 shot of this.
Come on.
Roll the 4.
Okay.
Yay!
you managed to keep your concentration. All
right. I'm going to put you right there, so I know you're the next one today.
Okay, that's the end of the noble wanderer's turn. Mm. On the gemstone sisters,
you were taking your shirt off for a second. I'm like, oh god, are you okay? I'm so anxious.
Nudity. The barbarian yells.
Wait, I thought you meant because I can't see you guys. I thought you meant Chris was taking his shirt off, and I was like, is he getting into character?
Time for the bots monster. The clique, the Aarakocra wizard yells, Delta maneuver.
Uh-oh. Eat a dick.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
They have maneuvers.
Okay.
We have maneuvers, too.
All right, so. They're actually fairly similar, because they also have a monk wizard and rogue. Which is just...
Is this like their sisters assemble?
All right, so the monk is going to go over here and pop off two on this person, and the guy's, that is,
yes, continue Broken. Attacking each other. That is what we want.
And Broken's like, these fuckers are the threat, not us! Broken takes some damage. As just the monk comes over and pops them. Oh, by the way, everybody on both teams is bloodied, so, you know.
Oh, no.
If you start to fret, just remember that.
if you start to fret.
The paladin is going to get very lucky on their dex save as they try to... they're actually going to take a double action to move twice. Slipping, taking care to not slip on the ice.
But he can't hit me because he moved.
He moved twice, correct. Yeah. Though he's going to bonus action land hands himself. He does have a bonus action, and he has not used that yet. Or she's not used that yet. She's no longer playing. Okay, and this person's gonna misty step.
If you're stunned, can you concentrate on something, or do you drop concentration automatically?
That's a good question. Shay, would you mind looking that up?
I will.
God damn, why is everyone around me?
And they are going to sneak attack chance.
Ew. Oh no!
27 will hit.
So how are they getting a sneak attack? They don't have an ally next to it.
It doesn't have to be an ally, it just has to be another creature. Hostile.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it had to be an ally.
No, you lose concentration if you're incapacitated. That's what I
thought. Oh, you do lose your concentration, Shin.
But then I would have gone into the stun at the same time that I am in this stun, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to have two rounds of stun.
That's true.
If I can save.
Yeah.
Cool.
Also, they have advantage because they're stuck. That's all. Ultimately, they get sneak attack.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you need to roll. Actually, hold the advantage. That does not crit. This could have been a lot worse, Shims. 22 points.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. Fuck off. Wait, hang on. Where's the thing I'm looking for? There we go. 22 points of damage.
I don't like what that is happening right now.
I am at 27 points, gang.
Okay. I'm going to need everybody.
Oh, boy.
Except for Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is it a spell? Counterspell.
That is out of counterspell range.
Yeah, it is out of range.
But that means it's also out of hitting Tony range. So this is not a bad thing for you this time.
I think you should drop a bomb next turn on us because you can't hurt
okay,
us.
Okay, so I need everybody to make dex saves. And I think if you're stunned...
We auto fail strength and dex saving throws. Oh boy!
I might be down after this.
Can you heal?
A cone of rainbow shoots out.
Oh shit!
Shoots out of the hands of this wizard. It misses these three people, but hits everybody in this band.
Under that one.
And since this caster is an evoker, they will make sure not to hit their friends.
I don't like that.
Okay. So, what'd you get on your deck save, Shims?
She's stunned. Auto fail.
Oh, auto fail. Nari, what'd you get on your deck save?
22.
So you succeeded on the deck save.
I also auto fail.
So you'll take half as much. So. All right, we'll start with you. You're taking fire damage.
Am resistant to fire, so I am fire resistant before the invulnerable. So do
that
I take a quarter?
That does not. I appreciate
whatever.
I appreciate
that's the way it should work.
I appreciate your good faith effort. So after it's halved, you take 17 points of fire damage.
Okay.
Nari, you take poison damage. You're going to take half damage. After it's halved, it's 16 points. Tony, you're fine.
Cool.
And then Shims, you got struck by two rays.
Ah!
This is not good for you, Shims. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. All right, we'll start with the lightning damage.
You can't die.
Yeah. How many hit points do you have?
27.
That is 40 points of lightning damage. And then, so you're unconscious and also restrained.
Restrained? Why?
The blue. She got hit by both the yellow and the indigo.
I don't really know what's going on. What did we get hit
the
by?
The rainbows.
Oh, the prismatic spray rainbow?
Prismatic spray. Okay. And so one of them restrained you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not something you guys have ever really come up against.
No, I've never used this spell.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, you fall right into this cold acid. And so that will be two failed death saves right away.
Oh, no.
Holy shit. I didn't realize I was right above the acid.
Yep. Yeah, that's why you were flying.
Yep.
But it is now y'all's turn. Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah! We still only draw one, right?
Just draw one, yep.
Maybe I should make you draw it your own damn self.
Which
color do we want?
You just want it to be red or yellow.
Not blue or black. Okay.
Okay, so your life just got saved by that bolt.
Maybe, I don't know.
So fire shoots up in the fire room. You hear the screams as the Kestrels and the Bot Squad try to duck around the flame that shoots in there.
Tony just laughs maniacally.
Jesus.
What? They're not going to die. It's pretty funny when death's not on the line.
I just don't know how we're going to get Shims out of this acid bath.
I have an idea.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
And the good news is you can have, because you can take your turns in any order, you can make it so that Shims goes last.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your...
Y'all
Tony could, in theory... Vortex work me out. Is that what you were thinking?
No. But I mean, it is. My plan is I want to cast Control Water and just flood this whole area
That's pretty great.
With the acid water.
so that everybody, they all take it?
Yeah.
So, Shims is gonna
I don't know why I put you guys in a room with water and tell me to save this spell.
Because I don't, like, I can't, there's no way for me to save, do anything. I guess I have one action, but I can't move.
But also part of the thing for Shems is to, that it moves the water out from under her.
So
even though she's still laying there, she's going to be
on. So user control.
Just heal Shems and get Shems.
Well, that too.
Do you have healing?
Can I?
Well, can you?
It's difficult terrain, right? So I only have 15 feet of movement.
Yeah.
And anything to get over there is a spell, and the healing I have is a spell.
Yeah. But if you're using control water to just have her laying on a river bed instead of, and you're
in acid,
maintaining concentration and holding the water all on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Then at the start of my next turn, I can get her out of there.
Yeah.
Or as Tony could vortex warp her to you.
Yeah, but doing all that damage, I think, is really worth it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's just, this is a, well, I will say, it's a guaranteed to get Shims back up this way. It is a risk the other way. But hey, that's a nice roll.
Giving someone else a potion an action?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I could Misty Step and use an action. Well, no. Well, only if you make it so I'm not stepping in acid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah, because these squares are occupied up. Yeah, that's a good point.
So I couldn't get there without being in the acid unless it wasn't there.
So you could Misty Step, bonus action, and then potion. Yeah.
I'm trying to think, how can I guess it would be moving all of this so that you can kind of go around?
Well, like, I would Misty Step.
Okay.
So I would just...
So go. I'm fine.
Yeah.
So I can just cast. And it will it hurt Taika?
If you have it just, like, lapping at my feet, just around me, so it's getting the yellow D12 and the blue D8, I mean, these two on this side aren't going to be in it, because if they are, we are.
Okay.
But I
so,
can,
from these guys, so yeah, all of these people.
I get one attack, even because of our serenity thing, so I can wail on this rogue right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can one-shot him in one hit, obviously. That's not going to happen, but he's already hurt, maybe.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get lucky. But his sneak attack is going to be a fucking problem. So I think it's a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good plan.
Do you want me to show where I'm sending this deluge?
Deluge.
All right, so which control water effect are you using?
It is flood.
Okay, so that would cause the water to rise. It would not move the water out of that space.
Wait, you can't control where the water is going?
What about redirect flow?
Yeah.
You could redirect flow, yes.
Oh,
okay.
Wait. I have evasion. I have evasion, so I took no damage.
Okay.
Sorry.
So redirect flow, and so...
which part, what would you be redirecting?
So this would go
inherent thing.
Right here. And I would kind of do that. So this thing would move over here.
So
here. And let's see.
So you can do it. What I will say is you can do like a 10 feet wide, because you're just controlling the flow of this. So if you want to do a 10 foot wide ribbon, yeah, you can draw that on.
10 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that won't even clear out Shem's space, will it?
No. She can basically stop the water and then do a 10 foot wide.
But Shem's still going to be in acid, so there's no way to actually get Shem's on riverbed.
You could park the water and remove the water from Shem's space and push it into these spaces.
Yeah. So like taking this out.
So we wouldn't be able to get more than two if we were lucky, right?
Well, I think because I could kind of take this out. So the part where Shems is down, and so I could do, so this kind of So I am moving it over here. Mm-hmm. And then I've got 1, 2.
Okay.
So I won't get this guy. But I might be able to get this guy. Because I can kind of do that.
Right? So you can only move 10 feet of water?
Basically, you can move this. You can move this water, like, I guess wherever
so
you want.
So that's 5 squares, right?
Yeah, you can move this. You can just basically move this however you want.
Because my thing says, freestanding water inside an area you choose that is cube. Oh, that's more of like I can just use the little board.
So I mean, if that's 5 squares, is 5 squares what she can move?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So then you could get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can get all of those surrounding me, and I could just be in a little island of not acid water.
Yeah.
And that would get 4 combatants and get Shems out of.
Well, I think I can get these guys too, can't I?
No, because it's only 5 squares of water, right?
Sorry, this is a really
my range is 300.
This is a really complicated spell. You mean so part water? You cause the water to move apart and create a trench. The trench extends across the spell's area, and the separated water forms a wall to either side. So this basically creates a wall of water on the banks of where the water is. And you could just redirect the flow.
Yeah.
10-foot wide flow, you can redirect it so that it, basically you can stop it from there and then just reroute it all.
Yeah.
I would say it wouldn't get... but if you do that, the water's shim is still going to be enough water. So that's the issue.
Well, isn't... If I'm redirecting it, doesn't it pull it from somewhere?
The water is going this way. It's coming from that end and it's moving down this way. So...
Well, and also it says you control any freestanding water inside an area that is a cube up to 100 feet on a side. So shouldn't she be able to control everything?
Right, but the control is further defined in those next 4 sections and what you can, how you can control it. Mm. Flooding, parting the water, redirecting the flow, or creating the flow. Yeah, so here's, I guess what I'll say is, I will say you can redirect this.
Do you guys want to go first, since then, we need to get Shems out?
I would say that would give... So basically, I'd say if you do that, I'd give Shems advantage on the... Well, no, she's still going to take the damage, so that's still...
From what?
From the water. The acid water that she's in. You could park the water, which would get it completely off of Shems, but it
would... But then I can't do anything else.
But you couldn't use it to damage you. So...
I can't... Misty Step and Dimension Door at the same time, right? Because they're both spells.
Yeah.
I'm okay parting the water if you guys want to, or someone else can go first and get Shems out.
Well, she's not going to take the damage until it's her turn, right? So if she goes last, we have time to do all of our things.
Yeah.
So...
But if she can't move or do anything, how is she, like...
Well, the thought was that you were going to control water, and then you were going to go in and heal her.
Okay.
Right? Sorry, I guess I lost the plot. I don't know...
No, that was what I was planning, but it sounds like...
The issue is you were trying to have your cake and eat it, too. You're trying to get Shims out of the water and use the water to hurt other people.
Yeah.
And the way the spell's set up, you can do one or the other.
Why not do vortex warp then if you're not going to hurt anyone with it? You know, like what's the
use the lower spell the, slot?
Yeah, not well, saying like do vortex warp. Just what's the?
Yeah,
what's I can definitely do vortex warp. It's all if the goal is to save Shems first, then should I be the first person going?
I see what you're saying. What level is control water versus vortex warp?
Control water is 4th. I think vortex warp is 3rd.
So maybe just use the lower spell slot.
I think vortex warp might be 2nd.
Yeah, so you can get her out so you can use that effect to, like, and actually do the damage with it next round.
And I do think you have to go first because you can't do anything.
I can't do shit.
I can't get over to her unless I go in the acid as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of our only...
Yeah, the only,
only
yeah.
person who can...
Parting, maybe parting the water or... Parting the water or vortex warping her out of there so that she can get to her to heal is the only way.
Well, I'm also curious if I part the water, so if it's a concentration spell, so
and then you
I
got it up for next turn.
So, mm-hmm. but also she could be protected in the part of the water.
Mm.
Yeah. Also,
sorry.
If you part the water, this under here is not ice, so it wouldn't be difficult terrain.
Mm.
So.
How
It's still too far.
Yeah, how
10,
big is
15,
the part
20,
of the water? 20, like, what is... 30, 30,
40, 45.
It's just, it's a wall of water. You have to go through the wall.
Yeah, she's 45 feet away from you, though. So you'd still have to use the misty step. Yeah. Hey, parting the water, one, you'd have that up, and also there'd be a wall of water between the two of you.
Yeah.
And you could be on this side of it because they're running around. We really got fucked going last of this.
Is it parting the water like Moses
mm-hmm.
or like one side?
Moses.
Oh.
Okay. So if you lose concentration, we're fucked.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, we don't want to be in the middle of that shit.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I think any of the options are good options.
Yeah.
But it sounds like we want to get vortex warp.
No, I think you're right, though. Having control water up and you just doing some damage and just keeping going. Like, my point of using a lower spell slot, that's not actually... I mean, if we can save her while you get a concentration spell up so that you can do damage with it later,
mm-hmm.
that's very tactically sound.
Okay.
It's very tactically sound.
Yeah, and then next turn I can dimension Dora, Shems, and I somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're parting the water?
Am I parting it or am I flooding?
Flooding just raises it everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Or not flooding, redirecting.
Redirecting. Well, if you redirect, you can't get to her, right? So it has to be part.
So I'm just parting it, but where?
So parting it just basically moves the water and pushes it up in the walls.
Right, so you can walk.
Giving Inari a straight shot to get to her?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because on other turns, you can change the effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yeah,
right?
Okay. Exactly.
And
as long
as
the concentration
next time
is still up,
get you guys out of there, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I'll part the water in between here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a straight shot.
Perfect, yeah, I've marked that on the map. That's exactly perfect. And you can actually do it in such a way that there's an entryway for Inari.
Smart.
And so I was
usually
thinking,
on the other side of this.
Huh?
I'm usually on the other side of, I am the entryway. Normally.
Get out! Get out!
All right. So that's your action. You gonna move or do any bonus actions?
Nope.
You stay tucked up in that corner.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and now that water's up.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And in our, I'll be sure to say in your head when we're free and clear. So that you...
Yeah, I can move it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was the first action. First round. First turn.
I'll go next.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan.
I'm going to misty step and walk. So, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then walk. 1, 2, 3.
Great.
And then, I'm just like, should I use my potion or my cure wounds? I feel like
Misty Step is.
By the way, you can take
my
staff and use my cure wounds.
Don't you have to be attuned to your staff?
Because if you remember, I have the spell.
No, she has that special ability from her.
No, the spell storing item.
Cool.
The spell storing item can be used by anyone.
What's the. What's. Is that still. Would that still count as a spell? Or no? Cause
it's yes,
item.
It would.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I will do Potion of Healing. I'm pretty sure I had Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me roll.
I guess it is a good thing to bring in a healing potion, because
Invulnerability
potion won't bring you up.
Yeah. First action needs to be taking these invulnerability potions, though.
Well, she can. That's why I say she's stunned, but...
It's
but,
one action.
You have an action.
14. I need to roll 3 more. 14. 14 plus 8 is 22.
Oh, didn't we have a thing that makes it so that we get max damage?
Oh, yes.
Or max healing?
Is that my thing?
Yeah,
that's
your
you.
Thing.
Yes.
Nice.
Good
you
memory.
Get, what is it? Where is my thing?
8 times 5, 40.
Right? 40
plus 8, right?
Yeah. No, that's total.
Oh, 40.
You have 40, 40 HP.
Nice.
Right? So you come to, you're still stunned, but you are alive.
I'm still stunned.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for remembering
that. Thank you. You guys at the boil. All right.
Great turn, okay. You two. You may have really just saved your bacon there.
Wow.
You know what's messed up? I'm still stunned, but I lost all of my all of the stuff I wanted to have. Like, I imagine I don't have Bless.
No, you do.
You still have Bless because it's a potion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a potion.
Oh, okay. Yes. But I'm not concentrating on haste.
No, so that's
yeah.
All right.
And the advantage on wisdom and death saves is in Nori's thing.
Yep, you still have that.
So, cool. All
right, you want to go double stun?
I don't like it. I don't like that nickname. Take it back.
Take it back.
Take it back.
Take it back.
Okay. All right.
Wait. Question. I don't know how we would get rid of the stun. Do we have to
concentration
like,
or constitution save at the end of your turn?
You gotta save.
You gotta save.
Constitution save.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
You gotta save.
So I was gonna considering the battlefield now. My original thought was that I was gonna attack, but I'm just gonna die because they're all gonna keep piling on. So
are you blooded yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
What does that mean?
I'm just under bloodied. Yeah.
Oh, bloodied. I think it said blighted. It's like I don't like the sound of that.
I think I'm gonna use my action to Misty Step. Because I can use one action.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean I can't use bonus actions, or I can use a bonus action?
You can choose, right?
Action, bonus action.
Sorry,
just no reaction.
Repeat the question?
Renseless Serenity.
You can take an action or a bonus.
Okay, then I'm bonus actioning. Can you move me right here?
Because
mm-hmm. Oh, that's 5, 10, 15, 20, but I can't get any further away without being an acid.
All right, so you were tucked in behind this acid wall.
Mm-hmm. And I drearily hold up double fingers and Misty step away out of that horse shit.
All right.
And then I roll for stun.
Yes, constitution save.
Okay. Come on. What is that? Oh, that's a 6. Good deal. Con, 9, probably. I mean, all you can do is roll it, right? Because is a 16 going to make it? Do we know?
You don't know.
You also have your coin.
Yeah.
You also have a d4.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
Oh, you didn't bless.
I didn't get
right,
it.
Right, these two
no,
bless.
I don't have that.
That's for an attack that you're doing?
You're
no.
Saving against the stun.
Mm. Oh, I hate to use it this early.
I want to flash of genius it, but did I
it's a reaction. You're still stunned.
Today?
You're still stunned. It's
you're
a
stunned.
Reaction.
Oh my god, fuck. I forgot.
So
sorry.
I rolled a 6, 9.
In game, not much time has
stunned.
Gone by, but in here, a lot.
But
so no worries if you're losing track.
And this is not a magical effect, or it is.
It is. It's
okay.
Power and stun.
Power, that's what I thought. Okay. So, I mean, I'm useless again for another round if I'm still... I mean, I don't know, guys. This sucks.
It's okay. I got my control water.
Stunned.
All right,
Jim.
They don't even know what's coming.
You can take, thanks to the serenity of Rensla, you can take an action or a bonus action.
Shit.
An action or a bonus action? I low-key just kind of want to pop my head up and then fireball right in front of these dudes, because I'm mad.
You could also dispel magic the stun off of you.
Oh, you could... Oh, yeah.
Or off of Pika.
Can I start with a con save?
No, it ends your turn.
Ends your turn. Wouldn't that be nice?
I appreciate
it. Talk about having your cake and eating it, too.
Can I do that? Is it a thing I can do? Yeah.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I could dispel magic, but that would be my last third level spell slot, which is not a big deal, but it would make me sad.
The only thing I will throw out there is that if I am stunned, I cannot take reactions to take hits for you guys, even at all.
Mm.
That's my only...
It might be worth it.
I am useless.
Yeah, you're right. I think I will dispel magic on Taika.
I mean,
she's too important to be stunned.
Fireball's good, too.
Yeah, Fireball's also good. Because they're all grouped together.
Yeah.
All right, so dispel magic. The stun is removed from you by Shins.
Thank you!
You are very welcome.
Your actions are just so much more useful than mine. I can hit one person. You can do so many more things.
All right, make your constitution.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Con save, you got this.
I can't move.
You can save, though.
You can save it if you want to.
You
won't
leave
your friends behind. How much do I have to get?
Your friends are stunned, and if you aren't stunned, then no.
How much do I have to get a con save?
You don't know what the DC is yet.
Roll high.
Okay. Alright. Good vibes only.
Oh, I love their fries. They're ridiculous.
12. Oh, I have bliss.
Did you add your modifier?
Did you roll a 12?
I rolled a 6, and I rolled plus 6 modifier.
You do have a coin. No. I'll say you do have a coin.
This is coin worthy, in my opinion.
You're going to spend the coin? I will eat that coin.
What's the consensus? I kind of want to use it, because
being stunned sucks. You should try
that.
You should try to not be stunned.
This is the fucking worst.
Also, if you want to do it, do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it. I don't know where the games are hard. I'm just gonna make sure I'm not fucking eating up. I really died.
Oh no.
I killed myself. I jump into the acid again. I rolled a 7.
Wait, isn't that one more?
Wait. That is one more.
Yeah.
And then I get to re-roll the bless though, right?
I'll be nice. Don't count this as a...
What was your first bless? Do you want to re-roll it?
I think it was a 2.
Yeah, the first bless I got a 1.
Oh,
my
well, yeah, that can't be worse than that.
Actually, what was your total? The 13 plus 4? You wouldn't make it even if you rolled a 4 in the bless, so...
Oh my god.
So sorry.
I used my coin on
I mean, I used mine on it, too, trying to get out of it.
At least thanks to Rinseless Serenity, it's not
That's
a complete
a good
waste
point.
Of a turn.
Yeah.
True. Who knew that would come in handy so soon?
Yeah, right. Alright, so that is it for Horn and Claw.
Chris!
We're going to move over to...
Now we've got 8 attacks incoming.
The air side of things, where the Motley Few are still fighting the Wary Wanderers.
Oh, that's them! It's not us immediately.
yes.
Even longer to be...
Yeah.
Alright, the Motley Few really rally hard against the Wary Wanderers. Weary Wanderers are looking pretty ragged.
I just want them to lose against us. I want them to win against everyone else.
but they return with some looks of their own. They're actually, the Motley Few are also looking pretty beat up. And then the Bot Squad versus the Kestrels. Pretty evenly matched round. They're both looking pretty beat up as they continue to fight against each other.
Find them on sales.
But no side has defeated the other side yet. Those walls stay up. Right, it's time
Oh my god, it'd get absolutely insane if there were more.
It's gonna be bad.
Holy shit. Oh god.
It's gonna be bad.
We want red or...
Red or yellow.
Oh.
Red or yellow. Oh no!
Sorry. It's alright.
Okay.
The good news is it hits everybody. So
true.
Alright, so I need... that was an Earth. I need everyone to make me a constitution saving.
Great! I'm great at those!
I guess because we've been doing so well with those.
Right? Okay! Sorry, that was loud.
Okay.
Well, that didn't turn out well.
The Noble Wanderers, they rolled like ass. The only person that succeeded was Broken Rogue. Over on the Gemstone Sisters, more ass was to be had.
Yes.
With two nat ones.
Yes.
I think. Did everybody fail? Everybody failed in the gym system.
Yes.
What'd you all get on your rolls?
22.
That's 11. Success. Fail.
7.
Fail.
Shit.
16. Succeeds. Yay! You and I couldn't get ourselves out of stun by ourselves, but we saved on this one.
Y'all needed it.
I know, right?
It's good that if two of us did it, it was
easier. Oh, hey, bad.
Oh, shit, but concentration.
Oh, no.
What?
Could you holler at your girl some of the cookies? I didn't eat them.
Oh, can I re-roll since it's...
Yeah.
I want to keep my concentration.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Succeeds.
Yeah.
So you take half.
Thank
yes.
Christ.
Oh my god. Thank goodness.
Alright, so who failed? You take 29 points of acid damage.
Halved.
Because of invulnerability?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I guess you all take half. So 14 points apiece.
But I'm at 7.
14 points.
I made my save and I'm invulnerable.
Oh, you made your save. Sorry. Yes, so 7 points.
Okay. No, you don't have your invulnerable.
Okay, so I do need a concentration check from you, Tony. So just another con save.
Okay.
I'm looking for a 10 or higher.
Okay.
Come on,
Tony. Yay! Net 20.
Nice.
Can I have my coin back?
Yeah! It's a new roll! Woo!
Good thing you used it.
Yeah, right?
All right.
We gotta keep an eye on that mechanic.
I'm excited to see what they settled on in the new rules.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Also, with you two's dope-ass passive perception, you realize that... Bach does not look like he took the full amount, even though he failed to save.
Who?
The monk. On the
yellow or blue?
Yellow.
So the yellow
d12? Yeah.
Okay.
Perhaps he has also taken an invulnerability potion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I say that in our heads.
Kill him! Kill him!
Sorry, just doing some math here.
All good.
Quick bio break.
Their wizard's looking pretty fucked up. Yellow wizard.
Awesome.
The fighter, their d8 succeeded.
Blue or yellow?
Yellow. This is all yellow. Their d8 succeeded on the roll. So the rogue also succeeded. So it's a base. So he takes the damage. All right.
Oh, wait.
Evasive.
You was evading, right?
Yeah, but that's just dexterity.
Oh, you failed, though.
Oh, right, this is a con save, so no, you would take that. Thank you. You would take that.
Very nice. I was reading up on Bard yesterday because we were talking about, you know, what we might play in the future. You get so much expertise shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. Because, damn, did you finish Fantasy High? You know the fig is a bard. And at one point, she's like, oh yeah, I add this to this roll. And I was like, how the fuck? And then I happened at a different moment to be reading through Bard, and I was like, well, fuck, that makes sense. They're like level 13 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Proficiency bonus is +5. Expertise +2. There you go. Freaking wild. I was like, that's insane.
Is that why Inari is constantly adding, like, insane amounts to, like, every roll?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Maximum plus is at 15.
So, Tony's parting of the waters here is actually really good.
Yes! Ha-ha! Woo!
Go, Tony. Yeah, they...
What does the queen say? Tony!
Oh, yeah.
Okay. you've done a good job of cleaving the battlefield in twain.
Now, how much effort are they going to make to get to us, or are they just going to get each other?
Depends on how smart they are.
True. They've all kind of paired off, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I love water.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think they're looking at how, I mean, with the exception of the blue D8, the rest of them are like one hit away from being knocked out.
So oh, like, really?
Yeah, they.
Great.
That acid fucked them up.
Awesome.
So I think they're, with the wall up, they're going to do a little strategery here.
Uh-oh.
No.
This is good for you all. So.
So they're going to try and close on each other.
Yeah, so.
I thought they might, yeah.
Going to move here. Do one attack.
Let's get closer to each other. How about in a line?
This person goes down.
Nice.
And then he's going to do...
That's the monk, huh?
The monk. It's going to hit the paladin and do a stunning strike. Paladin does not get stunned. Okay. Of course the paladin. Foolish to even try. Fuck. Alright. And then. This is their fighter.
Is there a limit on how high in the air we can go for flying?
100.
Did you have that already, or did you just throw it off?
Oh, you didn't ask, but I had it ready.
Mm-hmm. Of course he had it ready. Who do you think this is?
You gotta ask. Yeah. He's very good at improvising. Sometimes you can't know. Mm-hmm. So you have to ask.
I can't. I'm like, oh, so nervous.
Right? I don't think I've stopped moving once since this started.
So wall of water.
You can't see it, but it's just a...
He is going to move through the wall of water.
Uh-oh.
He is going to take a mass. He has to make a con save, which gotta honor the cop. He succeeds, but will take half damage.
How bad does he look?
He is bloodied.
And who is he attacking?
But he's a fighter.
Oh,
so
okay.
Bloodied. But he's also...
Who is he attacking?
No one yet.
Oh, okay.
He's moving through the wall of water.
I thought you were rolling to attack.
I was trying to decide if I wanted to silvery barbs him or not.
But he's taking damage right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's extra because it's both cold and acid.
Ooh,
that's brutal.
Maybe I should have silvery barbs.
And he dies instantly, right?
No. He takes half damage, but yeah, that was a very expensive gamble on his part. But he would have advantage in attacks against Shims, and Shims is low on hit points because you're not blooded at all.
Oh,
right?
Dude, I just got a.
Would you rather he attacked you?
You do what you.
I'm asking you.
Wait, why? But you're making the decisions.
I'm asking you.
But why?
Would Inari rather he
What does God her? Want?
Would Inari rather him attack her than Shims? Or does Inari not care?
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
That's savage.
You know what? Should definitely be Shims.
Well, that's a separate issue that Inari wouldn't be thinking
about. No, because you know it. You know it's a thing. You know it's a thing, and you know I'm not stunned.
What's a thing?
The teleportation or the swapping of the places. Mm. Well, he's going to hit one of, or he's going to attack one of us, so it doesn't matter who it is.
But
right?
It would get Shims further out of the way, being at the lowest hit points.
Oh, true.
That's what I'm thinking.
Sure, yeah.
So wait, who's he attacking?
He's going to attack Shims.
I am an elemental protector! Switch us!
Okay. I will say that you can see through the water. Because I'm not a monster.
Oh! Well, I didn't think about that. Wait, why would I land on my back?
Because you switched positions, exactly. And Shims was prone.
Really?
Yeah. I made it, so.
I don't like it. Shims, you now have a +3 to your AC.
So Shims, you see the axe come down towards you, and suddenly in a flash of lightning, you are standing and like on the other side of the wall of water, and you can see through the wall of water the axe coming down where Taiga is now, where you once were.
Oh, my AC is also only 16 now.
All right, so you get advantage on these attacks because you're prone. Maybe three attacks. 21.
Yeah.
14 will miss.
Mm-hmm.
And 23.
Okay. Can I silver barb the last one?
You sure can.
I would like to do that.
Turn into a nat one.
Oh, sweet.
So just one hit.
Dope.
And
you know what else is great? At the start of the next turn, I have this fire queued up to...
So that is 12 points.
Okay.
And then...
You got some battle maneuvers for me?
Trying to read my own handwriting.
Sorry, that shouldn't be as funny as it is.
I was like, Indian? Why did I write Indian? Ooh. That's not what that says. Oh, right. Okay.
Can we get out of here, though, so that...
I mean, I could just take him off.
And then he's going to second wind as his bonus action.
I'm just wailing on him.
Well, I mean, for the acid water. Because Tony's going to do stuff like that.
Well, I can miss you,
okay.
I get out of that, no problem.
Alright, that was Buck. That was Fire. their road. Is going to attack.
Oh, yeah.
Is tidal wave an option in one direction?
No.
No.
The rogue's going to hide behind the paladin.
Behind what?
Behind him.
Isn't he attacking him?
No.
Okay.
He's hiding behind him, and then he is attacking the wizard.
Oh, that's a long shot, huh? Okay, cool.
That's the 30 feet. That is a sneak attack.
That wizard going down.
And... Yeah, wizard is. Can I have that d4, please?
This one?
Nice. Yep.
It's blue.
Blue. Blue d4 is off the map.
Gemstone Sisters looking rough.
Oh, look, they're in a line.
What'd you say?
I said, oh, look, they're in a line.
And that just.
Oh, no.
Gotta check the range in one thing. And sorry, this is taking so long.
No, I love watching them take each other out. It's great. It's great.
Range in a spell. It is 60. Oh wow. Okay. Taika.
Mm-hmm.
You and the Gemstone Sister Paladin need to make me a wisdom saving throw.
I thought Gemstone Sisters were blue.
Yes. This is still the yellow turn.
Okay.
This is the...
So the blue D8? Me and the blue D8 make a save?
That is correct.
Okay, what save?
Wisdom save.
Okay, which I have advantage on
you
because of your thing, right? Yeah, that's a 19. 19, yep.
Succeeds. Both you and the D8 succeeded against the dominate person.
I was gonna say, ooh, who's upcasting a dominate person?
It's not an upcast; it's an enchanter ability.
Oh, that you can target two.
Yep.
So which one was it? The wizard?
Yeah, the yellow.
Interesting.
Try to get both of you two.
Interesting.
And that is the end of the little wonders. Gemstone Sisters.
That's a much shorter turn for you to adjudicate.
Yeah. the monk is going to attack Broken. That hits. And yeah, broken is off the map.
Nice.
Ooh. Dominant person would have been rough.
Yeah.
And then the monk.
Wisdom, thankfully, is my best save. So.
Ignoring the difficult terrain. And he's going to make another attack against that monk. Monk v. Monk. missing, and then missing. Okay. That was... Oh, and then their paladin.
Oh.
Difficult terrain is going to really hamper their scampering here.
Hamper the scampering.
But they're going to move there. And. the monk and the fighter look pretty. Dark and Kelvin look equally. So. They're going to attack. The. Bach the monk. That'll hit. And they're going to throw a smite on this. Get that fighter behind you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like those dice.
Yeah, right? Shake up those.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're really great.
They would fit in your set.
Yeah, they really would. That's why I was like, oh. They would fit with all of these.
Yeah.
I just like being color-coded. It's very important to me. I like it.
Okay. Okay. Now it's your turn.
All right, Tony, what you doing?
If I read it, so I'm going to change my control water. Will they automatically get acid or
do we just need to get out of here so you can do your thing?
Because my thing is, since the water's going that way, mm-hmm. I figured I'd redirect it from where it was starting
mm-hmm.
and have it go like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we want to get out of the way.
Get
first.
Out of the way. Okay. I mean, I can get a hit
well,
in.
Well, I can't.
Why?
Stunned, right?
Are you still stunned? Stunned.
I don't think you're in the way.
Yeah, it's
you're out of the way now. Yeah.
It's the two of us that need to get out of the way.
So, yeah, I guess you want to go after these two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here's a question. How far away do we need to get? We need to get out of the channel.
So
all
my
the
plan
go back in the
is
channel.
To go this, and so it would take out whatever's feeding here.
Yeah, so basically it would move this 10-foot wide body of water to this
over
to
here,
line of the
what
and then
the,
it would still go here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this water over here, closer to me, it's up in a wall right now, it's
right.
still gonna splash back
yeah.
down, so we need to be out of the yeah. riverbed. Right?
That is the recommendation.
The professional's recommendation.
I think that I'm going to try and fuck up this fighter,
yeah.
and then maybe rock up to this wizard. So where exactly are you going to put the water?
Right here.
Starting at the wizard? Okay.
Yeah, like
right there.
Here. And then move it.
And down that way. Okay. Well, if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and stand up. Half my movement.
Ooh.
And I'll attack this guy.
Okay, so you're attacking their fighter?
Yep. I am not going to give myself advantage. But I do get crits on 19s and 20s. Dang,
oh.
It's only 17. Okay, second attack. Okay, 17 and a 14, both plus 15. So I imagine they hit, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? Do you want to take a minute to explain yourself?
Yeah, it's a 35 AC. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I need to explain.
Oh, what's confusing?
What's confusing? Yeah.
So 2d10 and
a higher AC than God.
God has an AC.
Yep. They do. All of them do.
Oh.
beneath them, you can try to strike them down.
Fun.
Attack and be thrown all the gods.
Okay, so, ooh, that's actually not bad. Oh, wow, I forgot I had plus 12 to my damage. So that's 18 plus 12, so 30?
Nice.
Is that right?
Yep.
First attack is 30. Oh, do you want damage?
I don't need
to. No, okay. That's a 2 and a 4, so I'll reroll that. Nice. 9, 16, 28. 28 on the second one. How's he looking?
Pretty banged up.
Okay.
Though you also get the idea that he's taking about half as much damage as he should be on all that.
Right. And you're good to get out of here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I will... So I used half my movement, so I can do 5, 10, 15... No. Don't be dumb.
Misty Step avoids reactions.
Yeah, you also don't want to walk go through the wall of water.
Well, I was going to walk down the channel here, but if you could Misty Step me just 30 feet down the this channel, yeah.
Going to be on this island?
No, not quite. I just wanted to get out so I wasn't going to get attacked by him. So this is my Misty Step, and then 5, 10, 15.
Oh.
What are you thinking?
So where'd you Misty Step to?
Right here. But then
You'd be going through the wall of water.
Oh, right.
But you can also fly, so
right.
You can just fly up and over it.
Yeah. So I would...
And so this isn't difficult terrain
five,
for you, because you
10,
fly.
10, 15. So I just use an extra 5 feet to get up and over it. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Inari, Shims, or Tony, let's go next.
I mean, can I say that I'm flying, like, without my feet touching the ground?
Yeah, you said, that's what you said you were doing.
Yeah, I don't want to be 5 feet up in the air, you know?
Okay, so, couple of questions.
Yeah.
If this sneak attack says you don't need advantage on the attack roll if another enemy of the target is within 5 feet,
right?
I should have stayed
so,
there.
Well, no, because... basically, any of these are within 5 feet of their enemy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay. I want to Misty Step. One. So that's 6 squares, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I guess here I wanted to go on the other side of the river, but I don't think that's something I can do. And which one of these looks the best? The
has the most?
Yeah, has the most health.
Definitely the blue D8.
The blue D8? Okay. I will go...
Because they laid on hands herself.
Okay. I'm going to... Do I want to give myself advantage?
Well, you've got advantage because she's next to somebody else, right?
That's not advantage. It's just I get sneak attack.
I see.
Sorry, let me just check. So I have a bonus action I can use.
You bonus action to miss this thing.
Oh, yes. Thank you. All right. Rolling an attack. that's really low. That's a 9.
9? Coin? Okay. Tony, your shims?
God damn it. This is the one you have to attack.
I don't know if I want to go first or let Tony do his, like, acid thing.
Either is fine.
But what I was thinking is, can I try to thunder wave the guy that's right in front of me to make him go back through the acid? Because if
you
he fails on his thunder wave save, he will take. Yeah, I'm like, can I just kind of? Because he took a lot of damage going into it, and I'm wondering if I can make that happen again.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna cast it at a level 1, just because.
Okay, he has to make a save against that. Is that correct?
Yes, it is a con 18 save.
You got a 13 total.
Nice.
Baller. Okay, so I attack... how much did I do? Wait, let's not forget to mark off that I cast a spell, because I have a horrible habit of doing that. So I do 3d8 damage, and then he steps 5 feet back into the acid.
Alright, well roll the 3d8 first.
That's actually pretty bad. Seven points of damage.
Okay.
The main thing is the acid.
If he didn't have an invulnerability potion, that would have actually knocked him out. But the good news is he is knocked out from the acid, and he's not killed by it. So.
That's good.
So he's unconscious there.
And then can I do a con save to try to fucking get rid of this stupid stone?
You sure can.
Come on!
You got this.
I'm gonna use another die. Which one should I go for?
Did you just wash your hands?
The pain one. Okay.
I can see.
Please, I need this. Please.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Seven.
What'd you get?
I'm gonna roll another fucking seven.
Do you want this.
My coin?
No, I already wasted the other coin. As long as I'm not in danger, I'm not too stressed. Right. I'm just mad because I really just want to take a stupid potion.
No. I'm
gonna heal myself.
Good.
I'm losing my mind here.
So I'm gonna bring down.
You unpark the water.
Yep.
Moses.
Sorry. And then I'm going to reroute this.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost imagine it's not going to be fast like a deluge. It's going to be more like, what the, what? And it just kind of trickles over. Boom. Boom. And then.
I like the sound effects.
Be up still there, sorry. Bomb.
It's 10 feet wide, so it's basically these 10 feet hits the lake here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it does that all the way to here.
Alright. So everybody that's in there has to make con saves. As they get hit by this cold, frigid, cold, burning water.
God, I can imagine that feels really weird, because it's both burning from the acid and freezing from the cold.
They all rolled pretty well.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, they're still all going to take damage.
Mm-hmm. And what is that against for me?
So you don't roll anything.
Nothing?
It's just their save against the cold and the acid, right?
That's everybody that's still up, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Tony, wow.
Wow, Tony, wow.
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 Wow,
Tony, wow.
If I could floss, I would.
It confuses my brain. I don't get it.
I'm really hard. Yeah, I don't. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
How hips work.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how they work.
I'm about to learn because I'm going to hula hoop.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Let's.
I've never been able to hula hoop in my life.
I don't remember ever successfully hula hooping.
Tony, you take out the gemstone monk.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
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 Gonna buy her dinner first?
Everybody,
wasn't that funny.
Both the wanderers are pretty beat up. The paladin, the gemstone paladin, is still.
Oh no!
But bloodied, but not looking in danger.
Oh no!
That paladin is going to be the last man standing.
All right. Hey, if you'd be so kind.
I don't know.
Sorry. No!
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Sorry, guys.
Everybody roll me a con save.
I don't want to.
Okay.
As a blast of acid shoots up from the earth.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
18. Is that good?
I want everybody else to
roll.
I don't know if I should use... Yeah, I'll use my coin again.
I still have blessed, right?
Yeah. Or, I don't know, sorry, I just said yes. It was a potion, right? Oh no! You use the first one. You don't use that one. You use the first one.
Don't forget, you two have bless.
What was your first one?
It was five.
Oh god.
Yeah. Right. But that brings it up to a 9.
Plus your bless. I don't think it's gonna be enough, but it's not a 9.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
All right. So
got 10.
What'd you get, Shims?
Well, at least we got the good one.
Yeah, you did.
22. That succeeds, fails.
Yes.
All right, what'd you get?
14.
Fails.
18.
18.
All right. Well, does it succeed or fail?
So you succeed.
Oh, it sounded like you said 18. I was like, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Unfortunately. Okay, so who failed?
I did.
You took 42 points of acid damage. Ooh, both of you. Half because of your vulnerability.
So you took
21. You took 21. Or 10.
10. Okay.
Wait, I took 21?
Yes.
That's fucking half. That's
half. Besties,
I'm at 5 hit points.
Yeah, you really
got to
take that vulnerability potion.
You just need to heal yourself.
Did you take more damage after I healed you?
Yeah, she didn't. Yeah,
she attacked
us.
Remember the second.
You can't do anything else but heal yourself next turn. You've got to do that.
So, as we zoom out from here, we look over behind the bleary wall of the air arena, where the motley few and the weary wanderers are still facing off.
Aww.
Just throw it on the ground.
There
we go. Right, there it is.
Next to the fake mouse. I don't want to make that mistake again.
Yeah, right? It's not great.
Okay. So, the Weary Wanderers defeat the Motley Few. Although the Weary Wanderers are looking ragged themselves.
Their hit points are looking Motley Few.
But they won. That's exciting.
Yeah, good for them.
And the Bot Squad did not do well. They rolled a nat 1.
Ooh.
So we can take these guys off of there? The red ones?
You can take the orange. Are those orange?
Yeah, red, orange.
Whatever color those are, yes.
Ooh.
And, the Kestrels knock out the Bot Squad.
I like where this is going. Can you reach it?
We're fighting all of our friends.
I know, right? It's all down to the Devalian Peninsula 3. I guess there are a few of them left, but yeah. I think we're probably going to mop them up.
Thank you, I love you.
Another one?
Yeah.
Wait, are they supposed to be?
It's like after.
There's two pulls per full round. Yep.
So, the most likely is yellow.
Yellow or blue?
Oh. And that's what air.
It is. Well, that's interesting because.
Oh no! So everything opens up. Is it all just like one big arena now?
Nope. Because there is still this wall in the middle.
Oh.
So we're still okay.
Interesting. So they're all taking this damage.
And as the wall comes down, little fire nozzles pop up on these platforms.
You mean fire nipples.
Mm-hmm. Then he made a circle immediately.
They're kind of like the nipple testicles I made for you, Tony.
Yeah.
Chunks of ground fall away over here, creating sort of impromptu pits.
Okay, so the squares on that side are pits?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is pit here, so.
Okay.
And then here's the line that this is land again.
Land.
So. Okay.
I see. Okay. Oh no. Who was that?
Yeah.
Was that Evelyn?
That was Weary.
Oh shit.
And who else? Oh no, no, no. That's just
far. That's, yeah.
Who from
the Kestrels? Oh, two of the Kestrels are out.
Yeah, the Kestrels, both Margo the Rogue and Luis the Wizard go down.
Which one of them is Evelyn? She's not the Triangle, is she? Or the Triangle D4?
I'm sorry, where is Evelyn? Evelyn is the discolored D6.
She's a D6. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're looking ragged, those two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, puts up. New round. The Noble Wanderer.
Ding ding.
I guess there's two of them.
Yeah.
Ooh, one of those. I saw. Uh huh. Yeah.
I should have.
I thought about trying to get closer to him, but I just couldn't make it happen with this misty step. So.
Hail is got to throw a Hail Mary here. Got to do something here to save this for them. Otherwise, they are fucked.
Who's Shale? Is it the wizard?
They're wizard. Yeah. Ooh. They're enchanted.
Oh god.
Yeah.
We couldn't do anything but what we could do.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
I mean, we know who we're targeting next round.
Yeah.
Or this round.
Does the acid river only do damage on Tony's turn? Or how does that
like, where they're standing in?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
They start their turn in the acid river.
Acid cold river, right?
Yeah. Oh. That knocks Shell out?
Yes! That fucker was coming at us with some shit, right?
Yeah, it was not going to be good.
Woo! Go, Tony. It's your birthday.
No, it's not. Don't you remember we had a party?
That's right.
Box still up. So now it's the Noble Wanderer. He is going to move.
You're so stressed.
Over here.
Uh-oh. Hey. Stop being stressed. You're being attacked.
Actually,
I'll go in for the kiss.
And he punches his fists together. And I need you both to make... I believe it's con. Let me double check.
I hope so.
Con saves from the both of you, please.
Advantage, right? You have advantage too, right?
It's wisdom saves.
Oh! You said con at least twice, and I heard wisdom both times.
You're like, the thing I have advantage on? Yes.
It's not great, so okay. That's 10 for me.
10? What'd you get?
I'm going to decide if I want to use my coin. I don't know. When the fuck else am I going to use it? I'm going to get hit next turn, and I'll be like, I shouldn't have used it.
Oh, god damn. What'd you roll first? Uh-oh. Man, we all got dropsy.
I didn't save. Got like a 11 or 12 or something.
Alright, so yeah, he punches his fist together and a thunder wave shoots out.
Oh, we both get pushed into the acid!
Oh, wait, hold up.
Fuck.
That's not fair. Tony got rid of it.
Oh, it is!
Oh, yeah!
We're good! Does that change his plan?
It does.
I forgot that...
That's...
Tony,
you are
saving our
this,
fucking life.
Wrecking this
hey,
fight.
Hey, does she get a coin back?
Yes, you would get your coin back.
Yes!
Thank you.
Keep that precious.
Unless I decide for him to still do the same thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
For other reasons.
Yeah.
Give me just a second here. Yeah, I
mean, I'll take some thunderwave damage all fucking day long, as long as I don't get thrown into a pool of cold-ass acid.
Cassid.
Classic DM
yeah,
whisper.
That's perfect. That's how you know you've succeeded as a player in right, combat.
It is just gonna be you.
Me?
Yep. Yeah,
okay.
Because this lake is still here.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And so roll me a con save.
Yeah. I did. I failed. Do I get to roll it again?
No, this is a new con save because
this
you're
is different?
For going into the water.
Oh, for going into the water. I understand. It's probably not going to do it. 17?
No, 16.
Ooh, okay. So I'm taking quarter damage. I only have 37.
She doesn't get pushed if she succeeded, though.
I did get pushed.
She got pushed. This is for she got pushed into the water.
So this is that was my con save for the effects.
So after it's quartered, you'll take 10 hit points.
Oh, I'm not dead.
Ooh, after it's quartered.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Alright.
Just 10? Flat 10?
Flat 10.
Okay.
Down for 41.
Jesus. Well, yeah, that would have taken me out. I have 27 hit points. Oof.
Okay, and then can they still? I don't run a lot of monks, so you'll have to exceed this. Only if they.
It's all good.
Oh no, that's where the flurry of blows. But okay, they have to make an attack, so they don't get a bonus action attack. Okay, so they just knock you into the drink.
Am I considered knocked prone because I was flying?
Not prone, just pushed back.
So if my feet weren't touching the ground? Sorry, if the answer is I still take it back and down. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So just the tips of my feet, though, just my feet are in the acid. I'm not, like, laying down. I don't have to waste half my movement to get up.
No, you're not prone.
Okay.
Okay.
He got me on the downstroke of my wings, and that's when my feet dragged into the acid.
Okay. So that pool's still there. He needs to get up. Okay, so that was the Noble Wanderer's turn. Now it's the Gemstone Sister turn.
So because I got hit with the acid, or whatever came through...
Oh, yeah,
through,
you need to make a concentration check, yes.
Didn't I? And I failed.
Did
right?
You?
No.
No.
How much damage did you take from that acid, do you remember?
20-something.
20,
21? Yeah,
21. So you just need a DC 10 constitution save to keep your control on.
DC 10.
Yeah, so just roll the dice.
Roll a constitution. So roll a d20 and add 4. You want to roll 6 or higher.
Oh. You good.
Yeah, 15.
Good. Yeah.
That was good on ya.
Okay. Paladin succeeds in the con. They're going to take half damage from being musty and musty.
So I was like, is the acid river even still there?
I know.
Should I not say anything?
Honesty is always appreciated.
I know, but I was like, I don't know.
That actually helps you a little bit, Taika, because they don't want to go back into the river. They can get to the tree from here. Or from here, I guess. So.
Oh, yeah, because I'm only one square in, unfortunately.
Oh, but this is all difficult terrain. Yeah. And they can't fly.
I mean, they're going to want to get themselves out of the acid.
I mean, they're definitely getting out of the water.
Can I just go ahead and for sure be myself and yell, "Should have had wings, buddy!"
Because yes.
I'm a shit.
You sure can.
Well, and it's also not, like, for real.
Yeah. Says you.
There's an arena watching us, so.
Okay, so yeah, you taunt her. Always great.
Yeah. I mean, I assume I'm going down this turn, no matter what, so.
Honestly, I'd be surprised if you did. You're all your damage.
I have 27 hit points left, like.
Yeah, and you're not adjacent to her, so it's good, really.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if she can't get to me, I'm not going down this round, but it's coming. It's coming up very
quickly.
Yeah,
don't make my mistake, though, and then die while you're floating above the
acid. I don't have healing, so. Okay. I mean, it's up to you. If you can deal damage to somebody instead, that might be
worth
it.
No, I'm
going to
do that first, but if you're still down and we have another round.
And Shems is going to heal herself too, right?
Yes.
100%.
You get full healing.
Don't expect me to do
And you don't have to roll, so that's great.
Yeah.
You just get full.
Yeah.
Hundo, baby.
Oh, you know what
I
sucks?
Also really want to enervate someone, because enervation attacks them and heals me.
Ooh.
Now.
So...
That to our friends.
They get to make a save over it, so I'm just hoping that doesn't fuck me up.
Yeah, I think she's just gonna do a big cure wounds on herself.
Oh no! That's worse! That's like the worst thing she can do!
Yeah.
Give herself a whole new pool of hit points. Damn.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
She's no longer bloody.
Ooh. Fuck off.
No longer bloodied. Holy fuck.
That's okay.
Paladins are hard to take down.
They are.
Damn. But that is the end of the Noble Wanderer and the Gemstone Sister turn.
That was a good choice.
Eat my poo.
So that puts up you all.
Okay. What do we want to do here, kids?
Do you want to go first?
So I've still got the...
Can I just heal myself right now?
Just suggestion? Do you want to redirect the flow so it's going all the way down this side? So if no matter who comes at us, they have to go through a pool of water and acid.
Yeah, we can do that.
Wouldn't that be funny? Sorry, it's really
what
funny.
If they have? What if they can transport over?
I mean, they might be able to do that either way. I just think it's really funny that they're like, ha! Ho!
Alright, so who's doing what?
Shims is healing, right?
Yes, I just super quick want to heal, and then, what do I get? I get 2d8, plus my spell casting modifier, so that's, and I don't have to actually roll, because we have the nice thing, so 8 plus 8 plus 5, wait, my spell casting modifier? My spell casting modifier is plus 5, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I got 21 points.
Nice.
Thank you, Inari.
What's a quick hit point total?
26.
I have one more hit point than you.
54.
Nice.
71.
Very nice.
I was still going to heal on my turn.
I mean, we're about to get hit by another wave.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Between, because it's the D12, the yellow D12, that's a month.
I'm finally unstunned.
Yay!
Yay!
Nice. 19 on my con save.
Oh, yes!
19 will.
God bless.
Do it.
Fuck you!
Oh my god.
Fuck you, dude! So the yellow D8, that's a monk.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken half damage, I noticed earlier, right?
Yes.
And the paladin, was she taking half damage?
You don't believe so.
But she's got a whole new meat sack to burn through.
Yeah, she's not bloody at all.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go after the monk.
Meat sack to burn.
Just get one more off the board.
If you kill the monk, step to the paladin.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. I can just stand between them. If you could move me 1, 2, just diagonal and forward one. Oh, no. Never mind. Yeah, sorry. One more. I didn't realize he was there.
Yeah
I'm going to go after this monk. And you know what? I'm not going anywhere. So I will use bonus action to use my spectral vines to bind him to me, taking... bad idea. Okay, taking 1 point of damage. 26. So that I have advantage before the end of my turn, and I do an extra d8. Oh my fucking god! No, I add plus 15, so 24 on the first one. Jesus. Okay. And 30 lots on the second one. And the other guy is within 30 feet, so I am going to roll these one at a time. First attack. Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, that's really fucking good. Okay. So, 28? Is that right? Is that 28?
Yep.
I'm sorry, 28 plus 12?
40.
40 points of damage!
Was that with your extra
d8? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is the first hit. How's he looking?
That drops him.
Okay, can I have used my second attack to get the other guy?
Yes.
Okay, so my second attack was 17 plus 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I say you went here instead?
You hear Kamiko's voice say, "The noble wanderers have been defeated."
Yeah. Grah! I just screamed. Second attack. Okay, I can reroll a 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby. That's a 6. Okay. So 17 plus 12.
29.
29 plus another 12.
52.
Huh?
52.
No, that can't be right. 17 plus 12.
It's 29.
Plus another 12?
40.
Okay, I was like, there's no way it's 50. There's no way. Okay, yes, that's what it is.
You love it again.
Is she? Very nice.
You killed her 41 hit points.
I know, yes. And you know what? Well, do I want to...
So, yeah, she's a furball paladin, so she's towering over you as you're striking her.
In addition to that, I am going to sear a brand of the Ezatari, an antler, into her forehead. If she has any illusion or invisibility, it ends, and she can't benefit from any illusions.
She turns back into Lord of Arn.
Yeah.
What?
If she were in an alternate form, she'd have to make a DC. But yeah, she's going to take some damage if she damages anyone else within 5 feet of me.
But not if she damages you, right?
Yes. If she damages anyone within... I'll read it again. I have made these shortcut notes. Yes, damaging me does cause her damage.
Okay, so that was Taika, that was Shims. What about you two over there? The dynamic duo. The unbloodied...
Would like to go first, if that's okay.
I'm checking on something. I'm trying to see if I want to bardic you. I think I will, but you might be able to add it to your healing. So
yeah, they've changed D&D Beyond. Mm-hmm. They added another page to D&D Beyond.
Oh, good there.
Speed and defenses.
Oh, cool. I guess they're getting ready for
that. Apparently, I have a 35-foot walking spell, but not a 30.
No, I'm taking a potion.
That can't be right. I bet it's
either a class feature or a magic item feature.
Well, we've switched out one of my class features, though, so I wonder if it's not part of that.
Oh, yes, I think it was the one. I think the one we switched out was the one.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to bardic Tony. Mm-hmm. Bardically inspired.
How do you bardically inspire Tony?
I'm so sorry. I actually have to go to the bathroom. Really
yeah,
quick.
It sounds like
it's
a good
worth for a pause. Break.
All right, so you two and Turnsel.
I'm giving a bardic to Tony, and I'm gonna, if one could sexily twerk in front of whoever's watching us, do a quick little twerk at Tony and be like, "Good job, Tony."
Is he within bardic range for you?
Oh shit, is he? It's 60 feet, right?
Yeah, he's 60, I think.
If not, I have a backup.
Yep, Justice.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
And so what do I get with the bardic?
You have a d8 that you can spend on a future attack roll or saving throw.
Or if you're casting a spell, you can add it to the damage or the healing of that spell.
Okay.
I'm not even actually going to say anything. I'm just going to point at Tony. And...
It's like the turn down for what video.
Yeah. Okay, and then I'm going to...
Change the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Then I'm gonna attack the last sister with my blade.
Alright.
Fucking! You know, I'm just gonna use my coin because I'm pissed off.
You got this.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a 19 to hit?
That just hits.
Oh. Fucker.
Okay, and then I get to roll 5d8 because you're there for sneak attack plus normal damage.
Nice.
And then I get to re-roll one of them.
A double.
Or yes, thank you.
Oh, not great.
15, 22. Plus 2, 24.
Okay, she's still up.
She's still up.
Just kidding.
Tinkerbell? Tinkerbell?
Yeah.
Old nickname.
Oh, okay.
If I take a healing potion, is that my action?
No, it'd be bonus action, because you'd have the two potions you brought with you in your quick slot.
But you don't roll. You just
get max.
Yeah, you just get max.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
So that is 4 times 8 plus 8. 40.
Is it back up to max, huh?
Almost.
Ooh, nice. Good time to use it.
And then I've still got the control water up, so I'll probably just try and do something with that fucker. If I do a whirlpool, can it come outside?
Water is not deep enough for a whirlpool.
Oh, that is a fun idea. Yeah, I think I'll just redirect the flow a little bit there so it catches them.
Oh, so just kind of...
Yeah.
Okay. You thread the needle and get the water to go right over there. Okay. So on the start of their turn, no con save against the water. Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Nope, there it is.
Why did I use my
point?
Alright. Not us.
Whew. Man, I really wanted to stare my brother in the eyes since he went unconscious.
Savage!
Well, hopefully there will be some sort of replay you can watch.
No, it was more about him seeing me be better than him.
Oh, well, he'll already know that.
True. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't care. Because it doesn't matter.
I mean, he's not the
is
one
that your brother?
Festival is dedicated to.
That was Cloudfang and...
A brother.
So that was Cloudfang and Donner.
So Evelyn and... What's your brother's name?
Evelyn, Ben, and Kestrog are remaining.
Too funny! Interessante.
How hot is Kestron?
What's that? How hot? He's pretty good looking.
Okay.
He's fit. What was that roll?
It's 10 out of 10.
Roll the fuck.
DTF. Oh shit. Evelyn's out?
Evelyn is out.
No!
Kestrels have been eliminated.
Damn, we didn't even get to
Now your brother just has to fight the four of us!
That was the whole point of fighting them.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know if you're gonna get what you want because your brother now is the last man standing.
I don't care. He can do whatever he wants.
Oh boy,
I'm happy for him. He survived. Good job.
Okay. What's that?
That's the.
Oh,
this
where
is
the
pit.
Air falls away. Okay.
All right.
Oh,
wait, it doesn't matter. It's all one arena.
Yeah.
Everybody. Well, actually, it does matter because we'll see
what
kind of
damage. Air?
So it'll be everyone needs to make a dex save.
Ooh. I like this.
Shit.
Good one.
All my dice have been like shit.
It might be
so
oh,
much worse for me.
Very much it for me.
As lightning just crackles. All around and hits everybody.
Can I use my bless with this?
Yes, your bless would count. Gems as well.
I got
you
can like
also use your
19
you
plus
or
2 plus 20. Whatever, but like I'm good.
Oh, I thought you said 1.
Success.
19.
Success.
14. Oh, sorry.
14?
Yeah.
Fail.
9!
Fail.
Yes.
You guys still take half damage from your potions.
And evasion?
Dex,
yeah. But you failed the roll, so.
Yeah,
so
you
take
half for evasion and then half for the potion.
Okay, does evasion trigger if you fail the save?
Let me check. I thought so, but, you know, I'm not a super knowledgeable rogue. See how long it takes me to find it.
All right, so you're taking half damage.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 21 points.
Okay.
half is you fail.
21 points.
Jesus.
Half is a 10.
Thank you.
And 21 points is 21 points.
I didn't lose anything, did I? Or what did I
use?
Yeah,
still
took half.
Oh,
it's
so it's the 20.
It was 43 points.
Okay, so 21. Sorry, I stopped listening because I was like, I rolled well!
And Finn is holding on by a thread, but is still up.
Oh. Me too, buddy. Me too.
All right. So it's up. The gypsum sister.
Is this bitch going to kill me?
She's going to try to.
She's going to five.
Oh, shit.
She's got me.
What is she again?
First
monk?
Attack. Yeah.
She's paladin.
Nat 20.
Didn't she get a little bit of...
Don't waste.
Okay.
It's a 5 hit point.
Did she already
oh,
get
wait,
points
for the... have to roll for being in the water now.
Oh, she wasn't even hardly damaged.
No, she just took a shit ton of damage from her.
Oh, really?
22?
Oh, nice. Nice. I forgot.
Her feet got wet.
Oh, my toe has acid in it.
It hurt? No, really? That's too funny!
Tony's water did it.
Nice! Who wants the honor of taking out your brother? Shouldn't it be you?
Well, I think
it,
yeah.
I genuinely... Inari, do you want me to vortex warp you in front of Ben?
Ah!
Right.
I really don't want to give it this much effort.
Alright, it's your turn. You see, the only person left on the battlefield is...
It's genuinely just him!
Just Ben. All alone on a platform over there. And he looks over at you.
Against the four of us.
Beaten and battered and bloody.
And I'm above half of my health.
You're very healthy looking. I mean, you could also just have Tony do it.
I was just going to say out loud, who wants to take care of this? Anybody care?
I mean, I don't want to take the glory away from you, but I could do it.
Just give him a fireball cantrip and it'll probably knock over like a...
Yeah.
Like a stiff breeze will take him out.
What do his eyes look like? What is his expression? I want to know.
Roll me an insight check with advantage.
He is your brother.
16. I didn't roll well. I'm rolling so bad tonight.
You look over at your brother. You can read him like a book. He is shocked that he has made it this far. And he just looks, even though he's looking down at the four of you, most of you looking pretty fresh and pale, and he's just excited that he made it to the end.
Okay, maybe
honestly,
I will just
really
throw
good. Yeah,
knives
can
at
you
him.
Get it from there? Yeah.
Classic. Well, I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Nice.
60 feet. Yeah, I'll give myself advantage.
You just shoot a spitball.
Just use a rubber band.
Slingshot.
Ah.
Okay, that's the best I've rolled all night. Just kind of sad. I'm just going to look at him and say, sorry. And then shoot him. 22 to hit?
22 to hit.
Have another one. I don't know why I'm being a dumbass.
Oh, that's pretty good.
18, 24, 31.
You flick it, and it just thump, and he just falls off the platform into the pit.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah! We won!
You wait for the announcement, and it does not come.
Uh-oh.
Interesting. I will start making my way towards that pit, then.
You realize you heard everybody's been... Kimiko's announced everybody's been defeated except for the Weary One.
Someone's invisible!
Yep. Yeah.
Tony, you did Bazinga.
Yeah, he did.
Do I see them?
Let me...
Is it Weary? Because she was gone first.
She's a barbarian, though. But
What's the range?
It's 100%. What's her name?
Oh,
Tyka's sister, Evelyn.
Evelyn?
Because she has like some spell stuff going.
She's
now,
a
right?
sorcerer.
She's a sorcerer now,
or is it?
Maybe.
Can she cast invisibility?
Cloud Fang.
Yeah,
I think it's Cloud.
It's like
120 feet.
Yeah, I bet it's Cloud Fang.
Probably. Of course, it's one of my siblings.
So that would be 60. Yeah. So roll me a perception check, Tony.
Can I roll a history check if I can remember whose name wasn't called?
They didn't call it the names, just the...
Oh, okay.
24.
Nice.
You don't see me.
Ah! Fuck!
So very well could be Cloud Fang.
Yeah! Oh my god, and he can just hang out until we all die from these effects.
No, I got something.
Okay, you go, girl, because I got shit.
Whose turn is it?
That's y'all's.
Okay.
I'm the only one that
could
did anything.
Could somebody heal me so I can stay up one more round?
No, I don't have any healing.
I use my action and my bonus action.
Okay.
Shems could.
Shems, can you heal me?
I have 5 hit points.
Oh,
I'm
never mind.
Use,
never. I thought you healed yourself.
How much do you have?
5. We both have 5.
Well, let's see what Tony does first.
Yeah, let Tony get his thing on. Hopefully we can... Gosh, because, yeah, he could just win by just not being, or like, protecting
himself.
Well,
have to take damage.
I mean, who knows? If he hit at the start
she.
Of... Yeah, I mean, if they hit at the start of the fight, though, and just haven't taken any damage except for layer effects, they might be fine. Oh, this is a lot of area. This is a lot of fucking area.
I wish I hadn't used my action. I could go invisible, too.
Well, I've got a 30-foot radius that should make anything that is invisible visible, and will give them a dim greenish light.
Mm. I mean, I think, because that's sickening radiance, right?
Yeah.
I think if you do that around us, at least we'll know if he's near us.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
But the wall came down between their turn and ours.
Yes.
It just came down.
They would be probably in here, but maybe in here.
Mm-hmm.
It would be.
But it's ongoing. So having it up as soon as they entered it. Is it as soon as they enter it that they start glowing, or at the start of their turn?
When a creature moves into the spell's area for the first
yeah.
time on a turn, or starts its turn there, that creature must succeed in a constitution saving throw, or take radiant damage, and it suffers one level of exhaustion.
Yeah.
And emits a dim greenish light in a 5-foot radius.
That's great. I think...
But that
so
doesn't...
Just,
if, you're playing, if what you said is what they're doing, that doesn't change anything.
But at least we'd know where they were.
No, because if you do it around us and they're just standing there until we all die.
But we can start, because, I'm sorry, is it movable?
But they could also die. It doesn't look like it is.
Oh, okay.
It looks like you set it and
set it, forget it.
Yeah. But, I mean, it lasts for up to 10 minutes
yeah.
in that one space. So, like, is he really going to wait? And, like, what's to, there's only one of him. And he's also going to get affected by whatever comes
mm-hmm.
at us.
Yeah.
So, like, I think he's going to try and come at us.
Because we're all taking the layer effect no matter what it is now.
But wizards
yeah.
have ranged spells. They don't, a
yeah.
lot of times. Well, we don't know that it's a wizard. We don't know which one it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we don't know, but also, like, they can only take us out one at a time. Because we're pretty far spread out, so we need to stay spread out. Because Cloud Fang has some rogue levels, too.
Mm.
So if he wants to sneak attack some shit,
mm.
I think it's useful to know if he's near us. We aren't going to take damage from Tony's spell. And who has healing left?
Me.
Okay,
and
you should heal yourself more. You should both load yourselves up, because I'm going down. I'm going down. There's no way around that, so... Not worth it to heal me, but the two of you should get health back as much as you can, so you can just wait him out. If that's what it needs to be, wait him out.
Alright, so
just seeing how big.
Yeah.
1, 2.
I don't know. He's flipped from sorcerer to rogue, I think, or wizard to rogue.
Sneaky.
If it's even him, if it's Evelyn, then she's under a. she's under a shield and she's a fighter and she's going to want to get up in our business anyway.
Alright, so, you guys don't have this much time to think on the battlefield. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm drawing the circle.
Alright, so what are you doing?
I'm doing the sickening radiance around us.
Okay, so where is it at?
So I'm trying to figure out where the midpoint should be, because there's me. I want to make sure that I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, that does it.
Okay, you can just draw a whole box on there.
Hey,
it's
Chris,
a circle, though.
So I healed myself.
Yes.
You could also move in.
Is it okay
feet,
if
that'll make it easier?
Can I? Wait, hold on. Wait, what did you say, Caitlin?
I was talking to Tony. You could move in a few feet, but no, you've got plenty of room on there. Yeah, you're good.
Do you want? Do you want me to cast Sanctuary on Taika so that if someone tries to, it's a bonus action.
I have five
action,
hit
so
points. It's
it.
Absolutely waste. Don't. I have 5 hit points. Unless I get such a beefy heal that
I don't
it's
have
not
any other thing to use a bonus action on. So
but
I'm
not
kind of like
I'm not gonna die. This isn't permadeath. You know. I would
I
say anything you can
sorry
do to buff yourself is more important than any healing you might give me, because I can't.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time.
I can't stay up.
Like basically like that. Right?
Yeah. I just wasn't sure how.
Yeah, that's right.
How accurate you wanted it.
No, that's perfectly cromulent for our purposes.
Uh-huh.
All right. So Tony, whoosh, casts a sickening radiance. You just killed your brother,
okay,
living every
process
sister's dream. Taika, what'd you do?
I'm just, I'll hold an action in case somebody invisible pops up next to me so that I can
cool
attack them.
And Shims, what do you do?
Okay, fuck it. I healed myself and I cast Sanctuary on myself, because I think that's a good bonus action right now, since I can't do any attacks on anyone.
Alright. Tony, you see, with your true sight, coming up from behind this platform, a pair of angelic wings.
Ha ha! Motherfucker!
As,
you bitch!
As Evelyn flies up, invisibility, and casts a spell.
Ew.
She casts.
I fucking knew it was her.
Was she sitting on something big?
Yes.
Counterspell?
Con save from everybody, please.
Counterspell?
Yeah, I've got counterspell.
She counters your counterspell.
Oh! No! Shims, do you have a counterspell?
I don't have counterspell. Oh, I can't
fuck. What are we rolling? Con?
Con save.
Okay.
As a blast of cold air shoots out from her hands, she hits you with her one fifth level spell. She's been saving this whole fight.
Oh, it was almost a 19! I rolled in that one. Are we gonna fucking lose?
We might.
No, because you guys are like fucking.
Is she,
holy shit.
Is she visible now or is she still
yeah
invisible?
Actually, when she casts a spell, she becomes visible.
Yeah, it was regular invisibility.
Do I still bless or did I use it?
You use my
bird. You're still blessed, yes.
But you didn't use.
Or, yeah, so.
I go down to a knee, flipping her the bird, and I die because I rolled a nat one.
Oh, I got an 8.
It's an area of pencil, right?
Yes.
That's good enough, right?
8 is not good enough.
What about a 5?
A 5 is.
Why?
No.
Wait, did
there's just one low number that succeeds.
Wait, did any of us pass?
No.
Shim,
oh,
I did. Okay.
Yay.
I rolled a 13 plus 6. It's a con save, right?
Tonight.
Yeah, but you also have, like, no hit points, too, right?
No, she healed.
Okay.
I just healed, so I have 26 hit points.
I don't know if that's going to be enough.
Yeah, you didn't drink that potion.
I should have fucking done. I don't know why I cast Sanctuary instead of using it.
Well,
potion.
I mean, we're almost done. So.
And hey, you know, it's not, that potion would change results, and that potion is very expensive.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe it's not bad. It's insane.
Yeah.
So how much damage do I take? If
we don't
still
know yet.
Working on it.
Okay.
Wait, you gotta check one thing.
It's enough damage that he's still sure working on it.
Oh, God.
Fuck you!
I knew so it she's was just been hiding such an Evelyn move.
Not this whole time, but yeah. For about a round and a half.
Yeah, she saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
Fuck her. Angelic my ass.
So she's going to have empowered this.
Oh.
So.
Who's empowered?
She can reroll,
re-roll
up to 5 with the damn checks.
I'm only laughing because you're laughing.
I'm laughing because I'm lying up back.
Inori, how much did you get on your con save?
Yeah. No.
5?
Oh, no. We all rolled dog shit over here in the States.
All right.
Dog shit.
I'm wondering, okay, do you want to try using a coin on it, and then I, because you're the one with the most hit points, so you have the lowest likelihood of going down.
Only if you want to. I'm good either way.
Who has a coin?
I'm happy to, if you use a, is someone has a coin. I know Tony
got
his back.
We're all out.
No, I used mine again.
We're done. We used all our coins.
Oh, I used mine too. Goddamn.
No.
All right.
Okay,
fail,
so
fail,
then
fail.
My flash of genius isn't going to help you. I'm sorry.
I think it's just going to be Tony left.
Yep.
She deals 53 points of cold damage.
Halved?
Halved. So you're up.
Oh, good.
Okay, so it's 26. 26 to you.
That
shift.
Is exactly enough to kill me.
Yep.
Oh, no.
High five.
And so she looks, and you three are still standing. Oh, no, you two are still standing. And she looks a little defeated. That's like pretty much all she has left in the tank.
I'm gonna yawn and stretch.
But she does see you. She does see you go down, Taika, and she gives like a shitting and grin as
as she's about to die.
Oh, you don't know.
Water.
Okay, as.
But she gets attacked by the water too, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Just huge chunks of ice start raining from the ceiling.
How many hit points do y'all
have? I need
left?
Everybody to make me strength saving throws.
Oh, that's my worst one.
I'm down. I don't
know, but
I do
too. How many?
35.
That's only.
36.
Oh, hey.
That's only 2 failed death saves, Shin.
Yeah, 2 failed death saves.
You're still not dead yet.
Ooh. Probably still won't save, but.
Yeah.
Everybody dies. There's no winner. Everybody dies!
That would just suck for the audience.
That would be funny.
Was this another spell?
Oh, this was the area effect.
DC 17.
Oh,
it is? It has been.
Which sword did you get?
I failed. I'm dead.
Oh, you're out. Yeah. 52 death save.
Yeah.
17?
Succeeds.
Oh!
So you take half damage.
Okay, quarter damage
for you. So, Tony, for you, that is 18 points, and for you, that's 9.
You're both alive. Oh, you're both alive.
Evelyn is knocked out.
Yeah!
You hear Kimiko say, the Weary Wanderers have been defeated.
By default, we...
Hey.
No,
we did put a lot of work into
that. The competition is over. The winners
just
are...
Just because you didn't make it to the end doesn't
claw.
Mean we didn't.
And you all are healed. Healing all around. You look at the sidelines where they're still resurrecting those that died. The crowd,
that's gonna hurt tomorrow.
The crowd just goes fucking wild. Everyone's cheering and screaming and chanting and stomping. You hear them stomping on the floor and saying, Boran.
Yeah.
You hear, though, you two hear your perceptions, nearly drowned out by the crowd. You just hear some people go, yes, you all are healed, brought to your feet. The queen herself comes out into the arena with one very large owl trophy and hands it to Tony.
Yay!
What?
And she says, well, this fight, she announces, our voice magically amplified. Mm. She says, will be remembered for many years to come. She says, the winners, the ever noble, the ever, she says, tenacious, Horn and Claw.
Yes.
The crowd cheers. you all are led backstage for more healing, and like all the other like people have been resurrected. You see the people that died look pretty like resurrection sickness. They are they are froggy.
Well, Evelyn just went down. She's she doesn't resurrection sickness, but I probably do. No, because I didn't have any failed death saves.
You had 2 failed death saves.
Charlie Brown rolled her into a fight.
She actually
dirty fucking trick.
Actually, if she sees you, she runs up. If you go to punch her, she just hugs you.
What is this? Dirty fucking trick. I give in and hug her back.
She's like, did you see that?
Can you switch the camera?
Oh,
oh yes, thank you. Yes. She's like, did you fucking see that?
I fucking knew it was her.
She says, like, oh, I can't believe that worked. And also, I can't believe we've made it so far.
That's awesome.
And Cloud Fang comes up to you, Tony. He's like, good job, brother.
Good job to you, too.
Ben comes up to you with a wounded expression on his face. He's like, oh.
I'll give him a hug.
He gives you eyes. He gets like, he's like, I know you had to finish me, but did you have to go right through the heart with your psychic deck?
Honestly, it was...
He says, have you ever...
Instinct.
Have you ever taken a dark blade to the heart? It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
And as you talk with your friends, the Kestrels come up, and are also very... they actually walk right past you guys and go straight to the Weary Wanderers and just start, like, gabbing with them about how amazing that fight was. And, you know, where have they been, like, adventuring from and stuff like that. And then after a few moments of talking with him, they come to you. They look through and you say, congratulations, that was well fought. I wish we would have been a chance to fight you more, but these Weary Wanderers are pretty great.
That's cute.
After a few minutes, the bot squad comes walking in, chest first.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. We didn't have to fight them.
No.
The Kestrels took them off. Yeah.
They come over to the Kestrels and shake their hands, and they come over to you and congratulate you. Let's see.
I'm just, like, picturing, like, after a soccer game, the
Too slow.
The tiefling paladin comes up to you, Inari, gives you a handshake, and then just gives you a little wink.
From the bot squad?
Yeah. and then moves along.
Think you usually fuck them that dumb, right?
I did. I think both the bot squad and the other ones, I, like, gave a little thing
you
to, because I
did.
Was trying to, like, distract them.
You did, and Anhui is returning the picture.
Yeah. They were not wanted, but thank you anyway.
The Gemstone Sisters come over and you know, congratulate you on a well-fought fight.
They really thought
that, as they're talking to the Noble Wanderers, come over, and they're both just like, you know, we really should have focused on you harder, you know.
I mean, it was a pretty hard hit.
You
to
guys
start.
Did fuck us up.
Yeah, man. The first round was rough.
Yeah.
Lots of laughing and kind of, you know, talking and stuff. And then after a minute, like, kind of sheepishly, the Heartbreak Heroes come over. And Double Lock, the gnome cleric, is just like, y'all fucking killed us.
Literally,
double lock. Literally, takes his hat off and he says, "I thought we had a good chance, but we had no chance."
Hit hard and fast. That's the only way to go about this thing, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Elida, the Loxodon Bard, kind of stomps over, and she's just like, "Well, I'll really downplay our involvement in the song I write about this."
You can do whatever you want. Provision assist.
The half-orc barbarian Nadim is just like, yes, this was quite the humbling experience.
You know what? Is the Luxodon, she's probably going to be alive long enough to tell whatever story she wants in like 150 years, right?
I mean, it depends on how well this is remembered, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, maybe in the story I tell, we'll have gotten at least one hit in on you guys before he knocked our asses flat out.
Yeah.
Double Lock's like, I never want to see acid again.
yeah. Word. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm. That shit eats at you.
It really does.
As you say that, like, he just gets to stare us off into the mid distance for a moment. And it's just, yes. Yes, it does. Toshiro comes over and congratulates you. He says, well fought, well fought. He says, a lot of money exchanging hands in the crowd tonight. I think a lot of people earned some money off you guys tonight.
Did we bet on ourselves?
You did not.
We should have.
We fucking should have.
Well, I mean, we're already rich, so.
Yeah, but
I'm
still,
poor now.
It's nice to be.
Not really.
Toshiro says, but don't party too hard tonight, because tomorrow will be the grandest of parties.
The
presentation of the boons, the huge feast, which here in Hokkaido is code for huge party.
Good.
Expect copious drinks to be drank in your honor.
A feast of the flesh, if you will. That kind of a party.
Well, you got like real weird there. What?
I mean, maybe that's an extra.
Are you talking about the consumption of meats?
No, I was thinking about sexy times. But
oh, okay, yeah.
I wanted.
She was like, "That's weird. I never really got a sexy vibe from you."
I definitely don't want to partake, but I certainly like to look.
Tony Dunn. Exactly.
Yes!
Monster.
I love the bits.
I don't think it'll be anything like that.
Oh.
But,
okay. Well, as long as there'll be drinks and pineapples.
I can tell you about it if it's something you wanted to pay for.
No. Will there be drinks and pineapples?
Yes.
Or other tropical fruits?
He says there will be that, yes.
Here, during winter.
Magic.
Frozen
says,
drinks?
Yes, your penchant for drinking out of pineapples has been noted. We will have plenty on stock. enough to swap them out frequently.
Yeah, don't use a dirty pineapple.
That's extra tank.
Oh, boy.
And the various groups congratulate you again and head off out of the stadium as you four make your way out the doors and head back to your guest house. There's just an eruption of crowd noise. It's just people lining the street to, like, cheer you on.
Nice.
Just the roar of the crowd as you step outside, people shouting your names and forming claw. And Toshiro leading you valiantly through that.
I'm shaking hands and high-fiving.
So, beaten up but not beaten, you all make your way back to the guest house. Does anybody have anything else you'd like to do this evening?
Oh, I think that was enough.
That was a lot.
The weary wanderers and the kestrels let you know that they'll be staying for the feast tomorrow.
Oh, good.
They've been given accommodations, not on the Royal Estates. But,
yeah,
understandable.
They will see you in the morning. And you all, licking your wounds, get some rest.
Yay!
When you go to sleep, you level up.
Hey! Oh, gosh.
That's exciting.
Well, are we doing it now? Are we doing it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's fucking do it now.
And that's where we'll end this session. But yeah, let's roll the hit dice.
What am I, a D10?
You're a D10.
With the Blood Hunter? Ooh, okay. Six.
Six, all right.
Not bad.
Will be a D6, Tony.
Oh, yeah, they've changed D&D Beyond a bit.
Great. All right, so you actually get 4 plus your con modifier, which is plus 4, right?
Yeah.
So you get 8 more hit points.
So we're level 13 now?
You are level 13 now, yeah.
Nice. 4. And then, so I have to roll a D8-ish.
Rotor mark?
Yes.
What's your hit point thing?
All right, what'd you roll?
4.
On a D8?
Yes.
So you get 5. Mm-hmm. Plus your
nice. Thank you.
I rolled a 5.
6 on a D10 is fine, right?
Yes. Yeah. All right. I put your hit points in for you, Tony.
Thank you. Anything else that happens?
Ooh, baby. Thank you for the gentle nudge.
Level 13, you'll get some more spells.
So get this. My brand of castigation, which has kind of been, you know, like, not very relevant. Now, if they do damage, it is to me or anyone within 5 feet of me. They will take 6 damage just by hitting somebody. Additionally, they can't take the dash action to get away from me. And if it attempts to teleport or leave its current plane, it takes 46 psychic damage.
So it's a
big
hit point,
I suppose. 104. Jesus Christ, that's crazy. That is crazy.
I need to pick a ability.
When's our next ability? Oh, our ability score improvement was last turn.
Mine's this turn.
Oh, because you just... Oh, because you're multi-classing.
Yeah, yeah.
Stats change?
You should be at least 106.
Oh. Because I rolled 3 plus the 4, right?
Oh, no, you got... your 3 became a 4.
Oh,
and then you added 4, so 8.
8.
And so that would put you at...
Wouldn't that just be 105?
But the minimum... So the minimum you can get each level is 4.
So I was at 97.
Yeah, I think. So that'd be 50.
I was going to do meta magic, but I don't know.
And I got 8.
Still.
Meta magic's so good.
Right?
Though.
I know. Well, I was going to do it specifically for...
Yeah, but you're still at 106.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because 106.
How many choices do you get with a subtle spell when it's just a feat?
I think you just have 2 meta magics.
Is the minimum.
You
could be at, so I don't know.
You
can
get 2 options.
I must have missed something
like
somewhere.
Yeah. So you could take
what
a
spell,
spell and
something else.
Yeah. The other one is Wicked Spell, which is 2 sorcery points, but it lets you make a bonus action.
Yes.
Which one on your hit point
is going to take them both?
I rolled a 5.
You want to be able to use it twice rather than...
I don't know.
I have 7 extra hit points, so my hit point now is 103.
And then think about it.
Well, you can also make one where they get disadvantage on your saving throw.
And are you doing a level of bard or rogue?
Rogue.
Cool.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to picking back those up. Everyone's... I think everyone's there.